Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and hopefully you had a great day. Today is Tuesday, and today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. It might be a little bit fun, but first, ask the DM at theevildm.com is where you can send me an email. Theevildm.com is my website where you can check out all the videos and all the podcasts from the past and projects that I'm working on, like my actual plays for Palladium, things like that. You can also head to facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster and you can leave me a message there like some other people have. Appreciate all the comments as well. And on the X or the Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at theevildm. So anyway, I'm going to title this episode, Be Careful What You Wish For. Because I was looking through the AD&D Oriental Adventures book, and I remembered a time with the Gem of Wishes, and I love placing wishes in a campaign with lower level characters because the temptation is just too great for characters. And being an evil dungeon master, an evil DM, the temptation is better. I just like doing it. I like to see what players do and like react to it. So if you flip to page 134, you look at the Gem of Wishes. It's not that big of an item. It's just one of their wondrous items in the book. This looks like a large gem. Looks like any other fine gem in the world. However, it reveals itself as a magical item if detect magic is used. It has the power to grant 1 to 4 wishes. Once all the wishes have been granted, the gem loses all magical property. The gem itself has a value of 100 to 1,000 qian. Now, D&D Gygax Edition never really gave rules as far as wishes and how they're done and how they are, I guess, interpreted. I believe Gygax gave some advice in AD&D 1E, but Gygax mostly himself liked to twist things around. And of course, later editions, they softened that up because it's not fair to play your agency. They changed it up to later on editions so it would be a lot more fair for players instead of having the, you know, have a lawyer degree in law to figure out how to make your wish. But this triggered this memory where I had three characters that were playing in my campaign, and one of them was a Yakuza, was actually a ninja. One was a bard because he insisted on playing a bard, even though there were no real bards in AD&D Oriental Adventures, but didn't say you couldn't bring them in. And the last character was a bushi. So, alright, we have our three characters. They stumbled on this mysterious gem in one of the forgotten caves, dungeons, I don't remember what exactly it was, outside of a town of feudal Japan. First, they had no idea what it was until they had to identify it. So, in which they had to basically bring it to a magic user, but in Oriental Adventures, it's a Wugen. So, the Wugen had to cast Detect Magic on this because they had a feeling, because of course players do, because giant gem, they know the giant gem of wishes is in the book. They know me, so the chances are it's probably that. They were correct. So they cast detect magic spell on this gem, and it says suddenly it starts glowing and it's spinning in the air and, you know, shooting out all these different lights and everything. It says, "You have awoken an ancient spirit and released him upon the land. For this I grant you 3 wishes. Use them wisely, for that's all you get." So, being the brave adventurers they are, they decided to fight over who was going to use it. Like any other natural group in the world would probably do, they just fight over using it. Finally, they decided that there was 3 wishes and 3 of them. So, each one of them would take a turn making a wish, and they all agreed upon using the wishes not to harm one another or anybody else on purpose. When making these wishes. And the Wugen was like, I don't want any part of this. I just want my money. I've heard about these things. Wishes are bad. It's an ancient evil thing. We don't want to deal with it. And he told them to get out of the shop and get far away from the town. All right, so the party heads out of town. They go on the outskirts of one of the towns. that they were at, and they decided to start making their wishes of what they wanted. So the Yakuza had the first wish, and he grabbed the gemstone, and he did what any other good Yakuza greedy thief would do, because that's what Yakuzas are, thieves. An endless supply of gold. So you wouldn't believe what I did for that one. Well, you probably would believe it, but anyway, the gem started spewing out gold coins like you wouldn't believe. At first, they were all like, all right, this is awesome. So they started filling up their bags and filling up their bags as more gold came out and more gold came out and more gold came out. It kept spewing out so much gold that the area was filling up with gold to the point that it looked like, think Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales when he's diving into his tank of gold. That's how much gold it was. So they're running with this gem, trying to get farther away from town because people are starting to take the gold now. And, like, they have the source! And they're chasing after them like they had, like, pitchforks, like they were Frankenstein or something. And it was just so much gold. Never-ending, endless supply of gold. So I gave him an endless supply of gold. And it became so much that the lands were starting to fill up with gold. So I decided as the DM, okay. You can't have a Water World gold campaign because that would be dumb. So I decided to take it all back, and I gave him 50,000 in gold, and he learned a lesson to be better when wishing next time, hopefully. Then came the bard's turn. You would think maybe he learned from the Yakuza. No. He wished for the ability to charm anyone with his music. Well, you know, that's kind of a fair thing with a bard. You'd want to be able to do that. Charm anyone. Here's a twist. Next time he played his instrument, he charmed everybody. Everybody fell head over heels for him, in love with him, including the livestock. It was so much fun. We were laughing so hard. One of the players nicknamed his girlfriend the cow who was going after him, Moo Moo, chasing him around town and trying to propose to him for his hand in marriage. We were all laughing about it. He was so like, ah! So he's running around with these various animals and people trying to become his, you know, love of his life. The Bushi's like, I got this. The Bushi grabs the wish gem, places it in his hand. He thinks for a moment. I look at the player. I say, so what are you going to do? I'm ready. Yeah, man, I'm sitting there. I'm ready for what he's going to do and how I can mess this one up. He was smart. He learned. He wished for the gem to have never fallen into their hands in the first place. I was just like, all right. Gave him a little clap, and with that, the gem vanished from out of his hands and disappeared. Everything that happened went away. No 50,000 in gold. No people trying to you know, make love to the bard and trying to marry him. Nope. They were all gone. Ibushi did the best thing he possibly could for the campaign and his character, and made a smart decision by getting rid of the source. So, always be careful what you wish for, because you never know what you're going to get. And I always like talking about wishes and wish campaigns and how to use a wish anything. And it's a very good idea to do somewhat allow wishes in a campaign. I don't do it that often, but I like to throw it at new groups of parties and see what they do. And a lot of people are, at this point, afraid of wishes. And this is how wishes should be in a campaign. They shouldn't be something that it's just I made a wish, I got what I wanted. No, that's not how wishes work. Wishes are a very powerful thing in D&D, and it shouldn't be played down because of player agency or something weird like that. You know, you shouldn't be able to twist it. No, because the reason why it's being able to twist is because you shouldn't have the ability to just do whatever you want with a wish. And that's probably a reason why Gygax left Wishes the way he did, and Wizards of the Coast did what they normally do and ruined it for everybody. But That's pretty much how I handle wishes. I will twist them. I don't, like I said, I don't give them that often to groups. New groups I will, because I just want to see what they're gonna do, because I love the entertainment. And yes, a GM or a DM is allowed to have entertainment in their group. So tell me what you think. How do you use wishes in your campaign? Do you twist them? Do you just let players just have whatever they want? I mean, nothing's wrong. It's your campaign. You could do whatever you want. I'm not telling you how to use wishes. That's just how I use wishes. I want to hear from you. Leave a comment below it on YouTube, or if you're listening to the audio podcast, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. You can leave a comment there how you handle wishes. If you have questions, hit me up on all the sources. I've already said them. I don't need to say them again. And I will respond back to you. And if you have a question for me to read in an email bag, which I'm going to have another one coming up. Once I get a few more questions, I'll do an email bag with a bunch of questions. So, with that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.